My name is Kezia Koo. I'm a second year MBA student here at BU, and I'm doing a concentration in public and nonprofit management, as well as international management, and I come from Washington, D.C. Two and a half years ago, while I was in Scotland, I really had to make a decision as to where I wanted my life to go. And in the past, I'd done a lot of finance jobs and retail banking, and that was one consideration. But the other part of me realized that there was this deep passion, desire just to help people. And it wasn't something I just wanted to do as a hobby. I wanted to actually use my life and use my vocation to really impact the world. And more specifically, I was really interested in international development because I realized there were lots of people, not only in America, but also in developing countries that were living really, really tough lives. And I wondered, what could I do to help improve the quality of their lives? And I saw that an MBA program, specifically looking at public and nonprofit program, would be a really great way for me to really add impact, to really improve people's lives in other countries. I think ideally in 5 years, I see myself doing a few things. One, working with either a company or an organization that is working in the developing world. So that could be India, that could be Africa, it could be Latin America, Mexico, or it could be here in the inner cities in the United States, because, I mean, Hurricane Katrina showed us that there are parts of the U.S. that are definitely struggling and poor. And I think what I'd like to see myself doing is finding ways to improve people's lives through using business. So whether that's mentoring people who've got great business ideas but just have no idea how to bring those ideas to a tangible business, any people running small businesses but are looking to really expand their business, get it to the next level so they employ people. So I see myself doing that type of work, whether it's here in the United States or abroad. I think mentoring really made the difference in my life because I grew up in sort of the urban parts of Washington, D.C., and I saw a lot of people around me who were just struggling. I mean, really, really struggling in life. And my parents were always encouraging me, go to high school, go to college, make something of your life. And that was great, but it was just one piece of the puzzle. And I think I was really fortunate to have teachers that sort of identified me in class and gave me extra work and sort of pulled me on their wing in a sense. And during lunch hours and during recesses would give me extra stuff to do and kind of just help me through and just really encourage me to have these big dreams and whatever I want to do with my life, really pursue it and just allow me to help me to dream beyond my circumstance. And I think in addition to that, I was going to church, and I also had people in my church who were also encouraging me and telling me, well, you could be a doctor, you know, you could be an engineer. And I mean, as a kid, I felt I could do anything. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew that I could do anything because I had all these people from these different sources keep on telling me, you can do this, you can do this. And then they followed it up with opportunities. So they say, well, I've heard of this internship opportunity, or I've heard this person here might need extra work, might need extra people to come help them. Why don't you stay after school and help that person? So I think it was not only the mentoring, maybe giving me opportunities to really try things out and figure out if I liked something, if I didn't like it. And if I didn't like it, we'll figure out what kind of things I like to really help hone in on those skills that were going to be really important. And then things like math and science, they were a little bit tough. They couldn't tell me, you know, there aren't a lot of girls who are doing math and science, so you should be really good at this, and really kind of nudging and pushing me for those things that seem challenging at first, but really try to really focus on them, you know, and work hard to become a better person. I think throughout my life, I always had that, and then it got to a point where maybe people weren't nudging me as much, but I recognized, wow, I need a mentor, so I would look for mentors in any circumstance, whether I have an internship or part-time job at What's a Bagel in D.C., wherever I, you know, had an opportunity, I was always looking for someone because I figure people have so much wisdom, and it's important. I don't want to actually have to learn from all my own mistakes. I'd rather learn from everybody else's mistakes. So I was always walking next to people and talking to them, asking them, how did you do this, and what challenges did you come across, just anything I could do to just get myself to the next level.